ZLK, KB2HXS.
KB2HXS and 4ZLK. Hi, Dave.
I knew you were out there.
Nor you, but when you called me, I figured I better answer.
You darn right.
Pulling into a pickup, and now I'm sitting under a trailer waiting, so I guess I can take the time.
Okay, I had a little beep in the background. You better answer that.
The engine idle for shutdown alarm. I got to hit a button to override it here in a second.
Yeah, see, being an owner-operator like I was, I didn't have that.
Well, there's probably lots of things you had or didn't have that I do.
Yeah, this is a quick fix. Capacitor bad. I mean, totally dead. The compressor wouldn't even come on, so I checked it out. We'll give it a once-over, threw a capacitor in there, and these are running good now.
I guess it was worth it going out.
Oh, yeah. It's always worth it.
I didn't have, or you didn't have, I don't have that monthly paycheck, or payment.
See, the thing is, being a bed bugger, I had the bigger paychecks.
More responsibility, though.
Yeah, true, and I had the same trailer all the time. You got a drop and hook.
What about that? Did you only do moving? Is that what you did, or was there other? No, because you worked for Consolidated, too, I believe.
I was with Allied Van Lines for most of my career, but I switched off to Contract Freighters Incorporated out of Joplin for about a year after 9/11. About a year after that, I went back to moving for a little bit, and then I came off the road shortly after that. I was done.
That contract, not Consolidated. Too many abbreviations out there. Again, with the abbreviations.
Oh, I know, CFI. The nice thing about that was it was 80% drop and hook. You know, you go down to the terminals down by the border, like Laredo and Brownsville and stuff, and, you know, you pick up, you swap trailers out, and you go on your way and go deliver, and you wait there, and you go do another trailer swap. You know, you just keep going.
Did you make it home?
The rule was after 21 days, I can request a trip home.
I'm away.
You know, it was worth it.
Yeah, I've never had to do that over-the-road stuff. I don't know if I would want to now this late in my career.
I do miss it to a degree, but right now with all the nonsense going on out there, no, I wouldn't go on the road. Between the fuel being expensive as all get out and insurances and everything, no.
Imagine that, and then trying to negotiate freight too, because I'm sure it's not just a, this is my price and they just say okay.
Well, when you work for an agency like I did with Allied, I didn't have to negotiate price. It's like, get over there and load the trailer and go.
That is true. Never had to experience that. I just, you know what I do. I just punch in and punch out.
Yeah. You're a drop and hooker yourself.
The tree has some other names for me, too.
Yeah, what can Brown do for you, right?
Hey, I'm about done.
I'm waiting on a school bus here, so I don't know what they're doing. So let me get out of here. I'm about to turn onto my block. I will catch you later.
7-3, thanks for the call. KB2HXS and 4ZLK.
All right, we'll catch you later, KB2HXS.